Australian property prices are in for a potential hammering as the pandemic hits pay packets and those jobless queues grow. Estimates out this morning are that those big markets of Sydney and Melbourne could see falls of between 10 and 15% before bottoming out next year. With more, I spoke earlier with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, house prices, they're a measure of how much uncertainty there is out there at the moment. So what could a fall of 10% mean?
Well, good afternoon, Tom. The big banks are watching this very closely given their exposure to home loans, owner-occupiers and also investors, and some of the highest household debt levels in the Western world. Optimists soften the warnings by saying a 10% fall matches last year's rebound in the big cities. ANZ sees a 13% fall across the growth markets of Sydney, Melbourne and Hobart. But the big worry is, of course, unemployment, and we'll see the official April figures next week, which are expected to be ugly, ahead of a double-digit jobless rate by June. ANZ senior economist Felicity Emmett says it's all about people keeping their jobs or getting a new one, but she warns the official monthly unemployment rate won't be telling the full story about rising stress in the real estate market.
When the ABS measures the unemployment rate, it is going to assume that all of the people on JobKeeper are actually employed. They won't be doing any hours, but they'll be counted as employed. But many of those people are actually seeing quite a sharp reduction in their income. So what we're going to see is a very sharp drop in household income in the second quarter, and that's going to really impact people's ability and willingness to commit to buying or building a new home. We don't know whether perhaps there'll be a second wave. People don't know whether their next job will be temporary or permanent, or whether they'll be able to earn the same amount of money. That uncertainty is really going to weigh on the housing market for some time.
ANZ senior economist Felicity Emmett there. Peter Ryan's with me. Peter, what about people who aren't up to the hilt with mortgage payments and renters? I mean, what are the implications there?
Well, Tom, there are two sides to the story. ANZ says the number of rental properties coming onto the market has increased sharply, especially as short-term rentals like Airbnb switch to longer-term leases. The overseas student market dries up and investors withdraw properties for sale and are looking for renters. Now, that's great if you've got a job, but the number of stand-downs and redundancies is hitting younger people much harder. And ANZ says that will eventually drive younger renters to go home to live with mum and dad.
Peter Ryan there.